Makeshift is an ongoing series of public art installations by collaborative artist Los Dos, where characters based on everyday people are painted and pasted on walls throughout the city landscape. The characters are inspired by Grafica Popular and are presented in a larger-than-life format, thus interacting and overcoming their surroundings. The unveiling of the project will be held at the station urban offices on Thursday, August 27th, during the last Thursday's Downtown Art Walk. It will include photography of each of the murals and a series of illustrations documenting the art process, as well as the people of El Paso and Juarez. Today, my guests are husband and wife duo known as Los Dos, Ramon and Cristian Cardenas. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Marina.
So you all are Los Dos. How did you come up with that moniker?
I think it was Ray's idea. He kind of has words in Spanish that he gets stuck with from time to time, and then it makes him really, I guess, very creative in the way he filters Spanish, and he kind of found it appropriate, and it is kind of inspired in a collaborative duo from Brazil that we take inspiration from, street artists.
I didn't really think about it too much. It kind of came naturally. I can't really pinpoint what it was exactly, but it was just pertaining to the both of us, you know, Los Dos, just both of us working together.
So what came first? Were you all married and then started working as Los Dos, or were you collaborating first and then got married?
We started working first. Actually, the first street intervention that we did, it was for his birthday, and I wanted to surprise him with something, I guess, out of the ordinary. And I had an illustration of a white tiger, and I kind of wanted to see wild animals on the street as to represent, you know, our connection with nature and just how we kind of need to think about these animals even though we don't see them every day. And so I wanted to paste one of these illustrations close to where Ray lived so he can kind of see it when he would go to work and stuff.
And yeah, it was really cool.
That's kind of a really cool gift.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would give me some skin out for my birthday.
Yeah.
So let's fast forward to Makeshift. Mm-hmm. What did you call it? A street intervention? What?
Yeah, we wouldn't classify them as murals because, I mean, just considering Diego Rivera and all the Mexican mural masters, what we're doing is kind of more singular characters and also kind of interacting with their surroundings. So it'll be kind of like a single character pasted on a building, so to speak.
So the technique varies. It's a little bit different than what they were doing. And it's quicker, too. I think that time is an important factor because muralists used to work, I guess, for months at a time on a single piece of work. And street art has a time factor where you have, it happens really fast, and sometimes the work doesn't really have a long life expectancy.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a blend between the two, mm-hmm. because our current projects are, we kind of would like them to stay up a little longer than older projects. We're kind of, I guess we paste on paper so they don't necessarily last as long, which is a good intention too. You know, sometimes we want a piece to kind of deteriorate with the environment, but also working more with the city, we kind of wanted to have something, last longer and as a reflection of the current status of the city.
And speaking of, I mean, so Makeshift is three murals. There's currently one up right now that people can see, Huapango's.
Yes.
And that's right by the ballpark. How did you guys score such a sweet spot?
Initially, the grant from MCAD got us the opportunity for the project. So at first, we proposed the grant when MCAD had their openings for, I guess, projects for the physical year.
Proposals.
So
you all are part of the Artist Incubator Program,
yes, correct? Yes, correct. We got the grant for the 2015 physical year. So we've been working on the Makeshift project for the past year, kind of just researching just the characters we want to do for the paste-ups and kind of the locations, different locations as well.
Working closely with MCAT, yeah. I guess, has been key. And we eventually got to talk with Ben Five, who was really helpful, and ended up getting us a meeting with the convention center and seeing if they might be interested in our proposal. So we put all our documents together, our ideas together, and showed them what we were working with, the ideas we had, our interest with having art in a public space. And luckily, they liked the idea and they supported us.
And so now you have three locations. So yes. Today, people can actually see you in action.
Yes.
You'll be putting up another mural at Father Ram and El Paso Street.
Yes, it's in between Santa Fe Street and El Paso Street, about a block away from the El Paso Santa Fe Juarez Bridge. So we'll be there the afternoon, noon to about 5. We'll be out there installing the Sister Cities mural, which is kind of an image that is a homage to El Paso and Juarez. So definitely when you see the image, it's kind of self-explanatory, you know, but we feel that it's a strong image and the location is perfect for the piece. So.
Well, yeah, Sister Cities, I mean, that alone has the implication that you're talking about both of us and then the location too.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah, everything worked out like as best as we could have hoped for, you know, like we had no idea how it was going to go when we started. We just went into it with the idea of wanting to put something out there in the city, you know, so a lot of people helped out in the project. Simi was a big help. He helped out with a lot of supplies and helped us with the downtown locations as well, with the South Oregon location and also the Father Ram, which is going to be right in front of his mural that he just installed.
Oh,
so,
the bicycle.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be great because it's right in front and it kind of
continues.
Yeah, it kind of continues the dialogue between the two and kind of makes it feel like an outdoor gallery, you know. So that's kind of definitely what we intended with the project.
Your illustrations are really unique because they're fantastical, but they're also really relatable at the same time. How do you arrive at these images? They're mythical almost.
I think a great part of it takes from pre-Hispanic illustrations. We really try to make that connection. I think that abstraction has always been used in a very interesting way by different cultures and as a means to give otherworldly qualities to the characters while you can still make them relatable to reality and to everyday life. So it's a unique tool that is fun to work with, but at the same time, yeah, well, it just gives you like a wide range of things that you can use it for. And then it has a tie with historical background and it just makes it a little bit stronger. And also we try to make it relatable to work that people do on the street that's not necessarily considered art, but it's more related to commercial purposes and things like rotulismo and hand-painted signs. And we kind of like to play on that and kind of give it a little push into the realm of fine art and trying to connect these two worlds in a new way.
And how does your process work on the large pieces? Who conceptualizes? How do you work them? How does that come together?
Well, the conceptualization comes from both of us. Everywhere we go, we kind of always bounce ideas back and forth. So, like, an idea could pop at any time, you know. So, like, when we come up with a character, we're basically just out there and something will come up, like, we want to do a pachuco or pachula, you know. So, something like that. And we'll kind of just work different images. I take a lot of photos, and based on the photos we take, we kind of work around that.
We definitely try to get inspiration from everyday characters, like people who, like street vendors and people who usually are not the center of the art world, but many artists really try to integrate popular culture by doing work inspired on everyday people. So, for example, we would be downtown having lunch or something and we see someone walk by and we start talking about the interesting dynamics about like the work that different people do and what's going on in our environment. So I guess that's how we start trying to pick out what we're going to do next.
And the Christian's, she's the illustrator, so she's all of the imagery, like, she'll render and you know, fine-tune, and then we'll both go in when it's time to fill in and paint, you know, to go from there. So it's kind of
definitely a mixed media process. Yeah. It has to do with photography, painting, and we're also always kind of trying to look for new materials and stuff we can experiment with and try to push ourselves to just to be, I guess, cutting edge and really pushing the boundaries of what we could do with what is known to be art.
So that takes us to Makeshift on Thursday at the station.
Yes.
You'll have an exhibit in there, and then people will be welcome to go and walk the streets and see your interventions in person.
Yeah, well, the exhibit will be at the station urban offices on August 27th. We'll have all the illustrations at the exhibit. So a lot of the imagery that'll be at the exhibit are kind of what we use to base our murals on. So we'll have those images there, also photographs of the murals and just little flyers with the locations of the murals, so people will have a chance to get out there and check them out for themselves.
So go check out Makeshift this Thursday, August 27th, and it starts at 6:30, is that correct?
Yeah, 6:30, and it'll end at 10. It'll be during the last Thursday's Downtown Art Walk, so there'll be a lot of things going on in the area, so should be a fun night.
Very cool. Well, today my guests have been husband and wife duo known as Los Dos, Ramon and Cristian Cárdenas. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks again.